So it's 3:12 on the afternoon of July 10th, 2020. Beautiful, sunny, but hot day in Nashville, Tennessee. And fewer than 30 minutes ago, Eric and I both got the call stating that our radio show had been or is being brought to an end. I know that at some point we're going to quickly move on from this momentary feeling of disappointment, but we're only going to allow that to be momentary. In the past, every single time something like this has happened, it's always been for the right reasons, and something better has come from that. But I'm not going to lie, right now, I mean, it's scary.
Absolutely.
How are you feeling?
I think I'm feeling equal parts nervous, equal parts optimistic, and equal parts excited for what we're going to do next. I mean, I think we have so many things going for us right now that we're going to be able to just put our full attention on the things that bring us joy.
Yeah, you know, I think that, as I said earlier, before we hit record on this, and I don't know why I felt it was important to go ahead and record, just that, is it Eric Weiss? Or Jeff Lyon? Jeff is one of the guys who worked on the show. We always referred to him as Jeff on the other side of the glass in Henderson, in White House, Tennessee. He just texted, what did he say?
He said, we're going to be fine. I love you guys.
Yeah. So I guess they called him too.
Yeah.
It was one of those situations where we were going to get the ratings today for the radio station locally, which is a real point of interest for the whole company. And I had sent a text to the program director in the morning just saying, hey, fingers crossed, thinking of you, looking for some good numbers today. And he said, I'll call you later. And I thought, all right, well, he's just going to, once he knows the numbers.
Well, and he always tries to call us once a week,
yeah,
especially during the pandemic, we haven't been able to go into the studio, so he always calls us.
And we think the world, Paul Williams is his name. He's just one of the nicest class acts all the way around.
Absolutely.
And it was funny because when he called, I literally was taking out my key to open the front door to our Chevy pickup truck. I had just gone to Lowe's and had loaded up on some stuff to upgrade our little temporary studio that we've been doing the show from since the whole coronavirus thing broke. And I went, we had this little kind of beat up guest house that, trust me, it was necessary to go get the bug bombs, the foggers that have to go off. And I bought kills that I can spray and kind of, you know, just give it a fresh start. We were going to locate it out there because there wouldn't be any sound intrusion and stuff like that. So the irony, you know, of in that moment working to upgrade the studio for the show and then, you know, to get the call that the show was going to be no more very soon. Yeah. Just one of those, it's actually kind of funny when you think about it. But as soon as Paul said, I've also got, you know, the big dog on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, okay, that's what this is. So my reaction was, I mean, of course, disappointed. And I understand that there is not a person in this country that's not been affected.
World.
Yeah. By the coronavirus. But what it has done, you know, when you stop and you think about people not going to restaurants, what does that mean? That means the restaurants are not making the money that they then had spent on advertising. So that then has an impact on the amount of commercial inventory that is run at local stations and their ability to pay a syndication company like Westwood One. So it's a real trickle down. And my heart goes out to the company. I think that Mary Berner, who's the CEO, is just a wonderful, kind, smart woman doing her best to navigate the ins and outs of this radio industry through a real challenging time. Radio changed a lot once we saw things like Pandora and Spotify and iTunes come about. My regret for my media was that instead of leaning into what it does well, I feel, personal connections, allowing the listener to bond with the people that are on the air, I think there was a fear, and I'm not speaking about my company, I'm speaking about the industry now. I think there was a fear that, wow, well, if Spotify and Pandora are playing nothing but music, we really have to shut everybody up and play nothing but music. End result is you're getting basically, you know, a very kind of homogenized, but now it's still interrupted with commercials. Mm-hmm. So it's, I don't think that that was a smart move, unfortunately.
For the industry.
And it has no reflection on my company. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying on the independent levels and all the way down. And it just became kind of the status quo for the way things were done. It was hard to get anyone to embrace the idea of letting the personalities and that, I keep saying, parasocial dynamic develop where listeners feel a certain friendship. You know, like it used to be, Eric, you said every day you felt like you had to check in with Regis and Kelly or whatever.
Yeah.
So that you kind of, well, oh, what's going on in their world? And
right.
That's a really interesting thing. So and here's the deal. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say what was so interesting for us about that is, you know, we had a show that did that.
So Eric and I are in our first hour of having learned the news. But here's the moment where we have to make a decision. And that is how you handle it. I've said so many times before that the person who does not let a defeat like this keep them on the mat, the person who elects to get back up from the mat and stay in the game, that is what makes a winner. There's not a person on this planet who didn't at some point suffer defeat. Do you think that LeBron James won every single game that he played? No. You know, it's about getting back up and getting it going. Now, I don't know how what we do is going to continue to, you know, be distributed. But I do know that Eric and I are committed to having this ongoing connection, I'm hopeful, with listeners. We want to do what's right. You know, Eric, the very first question that he had when they called him was, I'm just concerned about our listeners. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the HR guy, I don't even remember his name because I think my brain was so out of it. He said, I'm going to pause for a second to see if you have any questions. And that's what I said. Well, what about our listeners? You know, what's going to happen with them? You know, how are we going to end this with them? Because they are who made our show. They're the people who made our show successful. So that was, yeah, that was my first question is, let's make sure we take good care of them.
Yeah. Mine was kind of similar. He said, do you have any questions? I said, yeah, what can I do for you guys? How can I help? How can I help the company navigate these waters and be a part of the answer? And, you know, I think they appreciated that. They said they appreciated that. But at this point in time, there's really nothing that can be done. But I said, well, please know that if you see a way that I could be of help in any form or fashion, don't hesitate in reaching out. And so that was it. Listen, we are far from being the first people who've endured anything like this, and we unfortunately will not be the last. But here's what I'll tell you, is that if you find yourself in a similar situation, don't let it get you down. We're not going to do that. We're going to continue trying to be the best people that we can be, and to be kind and to be polite, to over-deliver on whatever promises we make, because really and truly, when it's all said and done, that's what matters, right? To be good people. Now, we're going to allow ourselves a moment in time to kind of just feel it.
Yep.
Figure out what steps we need to take to protect our family.
Well, there's going to be, you know, a natural grieving process, too, on some level. But
there are silver linings. And the silver lining is, for the last 2 years, we've been in the process of building this new music venue in Columbia, Tennessee. And what a blessing it is now that we'll be able to concentrate on that full time. And we did build in that studio, or we did build in that venue, a radio studio.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all really exciting. And momentary sadness, yes. But a bright horizon on the future. And that is where we'll keep our eyes squarely focused. So thank you to anyone who listened all the way through this. We love you, though we may not even know you face to face. And as Chip and Joanna would say, the good old days are still to come. God bless you.